the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. It is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. I don't know if I have any proof of that, but I'm going to remain steadfast in saying it's the number one podcast until somebody else proves me different. So what is it that makes this podcast number one? You, the listener, guests that hop aboard the train ride. That's right. It's not just about me, but it's about each and every one of you that take the time to listen, and those that happen to be guests on the train ride. And I am just right now waiting for a guest to pop in on the train ride. What I can tell you is he is a coach. Matter of fact, I believe I have on the line with me the coach of the Derby men's basketball team. They reside down there in Derby, Kansas, off of Rock Road. Very successful program. And I like their setup because they're intertwined not with just the men's program, but with the women's program. And it seems like everybody buys into what the mission is. If you haven't went to a Derby game, you need to go to a Derby game. Unfortunately, we didn't get the results we were looking for last night, but I want to welcome on the train ride this afternoon, Coach Brett Flory. Coach, welcome aboard.
Glad to be on. Appreciate you having me.
I'm glad that you're on here. Like the week before, I had Coach Chad. We're going to talk about the women's program because I was impressed with how that program is. But I kind of got a double dose. Actually, I want to say I got a triple dose. Y'all was playing Newton. And I walked over to the other gym, and the JV squad was playing, and they was putting the beat down. They, as the old people would say, they took them out to the woodshed. And then you guys came out stroking that game from the three-point line. Of course, I know last night was a different result, but overall, the success of your program, where does it start?
Great kids, first and foremost. We really do everything we can to make sure that when we go through our tryout process that we get the culture right. And culture always has to come first. And, you know, there's been a couple years here where, you know, probably our most talented player in terms of, you know, the physical attributes isn't necessarily with the program. And, you know, that's we have to make sure we get things right off the court in the locker room first, and that gives us a chance to get things right on the court, we believe. And so so it all starts with that. Kids with high character, kids that are hard workers, kids that want to be a part of a team and be a part of something bigger than themselves and buy into a program, buy into coaching, all those things. And then when you get that, you know, the rest of it's just details once you have that part.
Absolutely. So how long have you been in the coaching ranks, and where did your coaching journey start at? Give us the backdrop on where you got your start from. Who were some influences on your style of coaching?
Yeah, well, we can I'm getting up there now, so we can go back a ways. This is year 13 at Derby. This is year 19 as a head coach overall. This is year 22 in high school coaching overall. I had 1 year as a middle school coach when I was a student teacher, if you want to throw that year in as well. Everything started for me, grew up in Lawrence. And of course, when you grow up in Lawrence, you're a naturally a huge KU basketball fan. And Coach Williams was the coach at the time there, and that was right with my dad as far as being a hero in life for me, and looking up to him throughout my childhood, basically. And unfortunately, not quite the talented enough player to play for him, but the second best thing is to be a student manager. And I figured that out and did what I needed to do to make that happen while I was in college. And so started kind of learning the game at a deeper level after high school ball with Coach Williams while I was in college as a student manager on his staff. That directly led to having the opportunity to come out of college as a English teacher and JV basketball coach at Blue Valley Northwest.
Another well-rounded program out there.
Yeah, and that's we went there. Coach Fritz got the job there, and he hired me sight unseen because Coach Williams had given a recommendation. And I had never met Coach Fritz in my life. Turned out to be one of the most important figures in my life, my mentor, my friend, taught me everything about high school, running a high school program. And then Coach did what Coach does, which is quickly turn that program around and build it into the championship program that it has been for years now. Spent 3 years with Coach, probably could have spent longer, but I had that desire and itch to be a head coach, and got that opportunity at Valley Center High School. I was only 26 when they hired me. So it was probably a little young to be a 5A head coach, but ready or not, we got that opportunity. And those years, from a win-loss standpoint, were very difficult. Our talent was a little limited compared to the McPhersons of the world and teams like that that we were playing in the league at that time at Valley. But learned a lot, took some lumps without question. But kids, they played their tails off, did the best they could, and enough people recognized that maybe our potential was a little limited, but we did everything we could. And that led to the opportunity at Derby 13 years ago now, and have been here ever since, obviously.
So speaking on what you said you learned at Valley Center and taking your lumps, that game that you played against Newton, it would be safe to say that you kind of had some empathy towards Demetri Williams with that Newton program, because it seemed like, based on what you said you went through at Valley Center, he's probably going through the same thing at Newton. Because what I came away from that game is they were just simply outmatched, and they just don't have the horses. I mean, your team was, compared to them, your team was stacked. So basically, Demetri is going through the same thing that you actually went through at Valley Center then, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, without question, and he's doing a hell of a job with those kids. And they have Cole is a really good player for them, and so he's got some things to build around. And but that's in high school coaching, that's unless you're going to break the rules, that's all you can do. You coach the kids that you have, you develop the kids that you have, you have great relationships with them, and you build a culture, and then usually, when the talent's there, that's when you start to win. And that's all. There's no coach that's good enough to overcome a lack of talent in respect to who you have to play against. You can make your kids competitive. You can give them every chance they have, put them in the right spots. At the end of the day, players make plays. So absolutely. And that's and the difficult but cool thing about those situations is you really learn how to coach, because at that point, pretty much what I had seen when I had got to Valley is whatever Coach Williams did at KU worked, but guess what? We usually had better players. And whatever Coach Fritz did at Blue Valley Northwest worked, but we usually had better players. And so I had to learn some different things and try to find different ways to win games, which kind of stretched my learning and was a good thing.
The one thing I noticed about your team is your guys can shoot three ball. And now I have to say it like this. I'm not always the biggest fan of the three because I grew up watching old basketball, old school. So I'm used to the traditional back you down in the post. And of course, your guys can do that too. But the way your team came out on fire against that Newton team, I'm like, I've never seen a team shoot that good. And it was very consistent. And then when y'all had to go inside, y'all could do it as well too. But the one comparison I'd like to draw is between the women's team and the men's team is y'all hang outside on defense. How do you get these young players to buy into you have to play defense? Because everybody wants to fill up the stats. Everybody wants to be Steph Curry. So how do you get them to buy into the defensive philosophy?
Well, the first and easiest way is the bench.
That sounds like Bobby Knight.
That's all there is to it. And it helps, you know, when you have depth, because we have enough depth, we can go 9 or 10 deep. So if somebody doesn't want to guard on a particular night, they can watch someone else do it. And that's pretty simple. But you know, the other thing is that, you know, you in coaching, you generally get what you reward. So that's obviously an emphasis every day in practice. We have a 10-1, which means, you know, 10 trips up and down the floor in 1 minute at the end of every practice for conditioning. The only way to get out of that is to take a charge during the course of practice. So that, you know, kind of ingrains that and emphasizes that to them. But yeah, it just has to be a part of your culture that's where it starts. Then the other thing I think is that you can't, at least I'm not a good enough coach to figure out how to demand unbelievable defense and unbelievable effort on that end of the floor without allowing them offensive freedom. So that's kind of the exchange that we make. As long as you're unselfish, we don't handcuff our guys a lot on offense. We work a lot on skill development. We say, go play your game, go make plays. You have some freedom to do that as long as you're unselfish. But the exchange for that is you'd better defend. And in our case, that's a variety of things: full court pressure, half court traps, full court traps, zone. We do a lot of different things. And before you can play varsity for us, you have to be able to do all those things.
Sounds like you've been to the Nolan Richardson School of Coaching, AKA 40 Minutes of Hell. That's what.
Yeah, you know, yeah. That's actually, when I was growing up, I loved those Arkansas teams. Corliss Williamson was one of my favorite college players that didn't go to KU. Loved watching him, and kind of when I was a high school player, tried to pattern my game after him a little bit. And loved Rick Pitino's Kentucky teams, and you know, those, his full court white black press. That's something we use in our system to this day. And you mentioned a 3-point shot. That's partly because of just our personnel, and you know, we're an undersized team, so we have to be good at that. But that also is without question an early influence on me too. Just those Kentucky and Arkansas teams, I just loved how they played.
Absolutely. Once again, I have on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast Derby Head men's basketball coach Brett Flory. Tell me about his experiences, his coaching style. So since you've mentioned some of these college coaches, and I threw up Nolan Richardson, of course, I'll go back to the days when he was at Tulsa too. I couldn't stand that team because I was a big time Shocker fan. But after time, you come to appreciate what contributions they made to the college basketball world. So you said you enjoyed those Arkansas, Kentucky. Where would Bobby Knight rank on your coaching mantle?
Well, you know, he was my high school coach's favorite coach. And funny story, Coach Schreiner was my high school coach at Lawrence High School back in the day. And way back when, this was Jacques Vaughn's freshman year at Kansas, I think it was 1994.
I'm getting old.
They played a game in the field house where Jacques Vaughn hit the game-winning shot at the buzzer to beat Indiana, Bob Knight. And Coach Williams knew that Bob Knight or that Coach Schreiner was a big fan of Coach Knight. And at some point during the game, Coach Knight had taken his marker board and busted it in half, cracked it over his knee or whatever, slamming it down. The thing was broken in half. Somehow or another, after the game, Coach Williams got hold of that from Coach Knight. He had him sign it, and he wrote on it, my high school coach's name was Jack Schreiner. It was a gift to Coach Schreiner from Coach Williams, and it said, "Dear Jack, sometimes the plays don't work, Bob Knight." And so it was signed and in coaches. I'm sure Coach Schreiner probably has that in his basement framed to this day. But in terms of our style of play, there's not tons of similarities with Coach Knight necessarily. Of course, some of his motion offense principles, I think, have translated to almost everyone's system to some extent, how you use screens, read screens, so on and so forth. And of course, he was a stickler for good half court pressure, man to man defense. But, certainly someone that I, growing up, KU Indiana matchups, had a ton of respect for, without question. I never really got to see him in a clinic or to see him work or anything like that up close and personal, but hard not to admire how his team's played.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I can take away from a derby game, that you guys will play hard from start to finish. Just real briefly before I let you go, what was the atmosphere like in a game that I would say was of epic proportions? Because you got Derby, you got May South, they're coming in riding that undefeated streak, and I'm pretty sure they brought their fan base along with them.
Mm-hmm.
What was that atmosphere like in that game last night? Because this was a game that I actually had circled, but I couldn't make it because my vehicle's down right now. But that's the game I actually wouldn't have mind seeing. And just what was the atmosphere like? And just explain that.
Yeah, that's what high school basketball is all about last night. Obviously, we came out a little bit short in overtime. We had the game in hand. We're up 43-38 late. We missed a switch on the sidelines out of bound that cost us a three, and then they were able to force a turnover from us late to tie it, and they won it in overtime. But tremendous high school basketball game. May South, the premier team in the state this year. Without question, their size, they check every box. They have size,
yeah.
They have inside scoring, outside scoring, great point guard, tremendous coaching. Joe Jackson, one of my great friends, and so much respect for him and his staff. And I mean, it was just a hell of a high school basketball game. We're a little bit undersized against them for sure, but our kids played phenomenally hard and well and found a way to compete on the backboards. And it was so hard for either team to score last night. That's what I took. Like, we had such a hard time scoring against their length. They pretty much just say straight man and say score over us. And that was difficult for us to do. And, we do it a little bit differently. We switch defenses a lot. We, do some trapping. We played plenty of matchup zone and things of that nature that managed to bother them. And, we did a good job on Michael Cates, who's, one of the premier guards in the area.
Yeah.
And so it was just a defensive battle. Every basket was big. Every possession was magnified. And, that's what high school basketball is about. They're, 10 kids on the court at all times, just playing their ass off and fighting, trying to win a game and, doing it the right way. Coaching staff's working hard. So it was a lot of fun. Of course, we losing sucks, but we talked to our guys, this morning at practice, and the kids are resilient. They bounce back, but just talk as long as you're not defeated. But there's a difference between losing and being defeated.
Right.
And as long as you're not defeated by that outcome, that's going to just make us another layer tougher and better for what we always talk about around here, which is peaking in March. And as long as we can peak in March and try to make that run to Coke Arena at the end, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I want to wish you and your team the best of luck the rest of this season. And I just believe that a game of that magnitude last night can't help but to get your guys ready toward, as we would call it, March Madness. So good luck. Hope to see you in Coke Arena. Once again, thank you for joining me on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, my guest on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, Coach Brett Flory, head coach of the Derby Panthers. And don't you dare go nowhere, because I have a plethora of scores to give you. Like I said, that was the game to be at last night, was Mays South against Derby, game in which Mays South came out on top. But you can always stay on top if you stay on the train ride, because there's more to come. So don't you go nowhere. Be right back.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Welcome back into the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas, bringing you all the latest and scores from across the state, high school basketball. And we have some games. As a matter of fact, I'm going to even play some clips. I got to give credit to whom credit is due. I got some highlights coming from Ketchikan, Kansas. So that's where you're going to be hearing these highlight clips from, off of Ketchikan, Kansas app. And first place we want to take you to is a game that I thought had some implications on the ABCTL, and that would be in Derby, where Mays South traveled into Derby, Kansas. And let's see what the crew of Ketchikan, Kansas had to say about this one.
ABCTL, another big matchup on the boys and girls sides alike, starting with the ladies. Last time we saw the Derby Panthers and Mays South Mavs meet up, it was 2 months ago, believe it or not. That seems like it was a long time, or really quick.
Fifth game of the year?
Yeah, a 14-point win Derby had in that one. So the Mavs on a 12-game win streak since that loss. Big test tonight, see if they can get their revenge.
And look for revenge on the road. It starts with Mays South up a dozen in the first, but Derby starts to chip away from the volleyball line. Destiny Smith lets it fly from three, then off the dribble from the wing. Her fourth in 3 minutes. Derby eventually ties it at 20, but late in the half, Ashley Singate playing through ankle sprain gets the tough finish to fall. Then Skylar Seals, straightaway three. She had a huge second half coming up. 3-point edge at the break. Through the third, South gets the loose ball. Singate, Ava Howie, the finish. Then she gets it from three. The Mavs start to build a lead. How about the break? Howie to Seals. The corner three, nothing but nylon. And then Seals leading the fast break. Find Sofa Hurley for the layup. Mays South avenges its only loss of the year. 54-37. Caught up with the Mavericks after the game.
Every game we've been working for this game. Like, we've had this marked on our calendars. It's definitely a big game, and we've been preparing big time, and I'm glad we were able to come together and step up and take initiative of this game.
This is a huge win for our girls. It's our one loss that we dropped earlier in the season, so we got an opportunity to get a little bit of revenge and put ourselves in a position to hopefully share a little bit of that league title.
Don't look past Derby. There's still just three losses on the season. Well, how about the boys' game? Mays South looks for 18-0. Derby starts strong, though. Braden Smith makes it 4-0 with that floater. The early start of this game, Jerwin Askren, bang, hits that corner three. Then Mays South goes inside. Jerry Felton to Torrey Holman, the 6'7 senior, finishes with ease. How about another for Askren? This time off the dribble, serves it up. 8 early points for him. 30 seconds later, deep in the corner, in rhythm, 15-8. 23, like I'm Jordan Derby. Sticks around strong, feed the big man, getting Franklin will eat. But Askren, you're kidding me, it's 4-3 of the first. He had 14 points in 8 minutes. Maid South goes down to the wire. They won this one in overtime, 50-46. What a night down in Durham.
So those were highlights from the Maid South Derby game. But while on this ride, there will be some more highlights. But let me just talk about this one for a little bit. The Maid South girls avenged their only loss Friday, beating Derby 54-37. Ashley Singletay scored 18 points for the Mavericks, 17-1, who have won 13 in a row since losing at home to Derby on December the 19th. Maid South boys made it a sweep and stayed undefeated with a 50-46 overtime win. Derby tied it in regulation after trailing by 4 points with 51 seconds to go. Derby hadn't lost since falling to Hutchinson on January the 23rd, entering Friday with a 5-game winning streak. The Panthers nearly avenged a 79-56 loss to Maid South earlier this season. So, thank the Catch It Kansas crew for their updates. And there is some more to come as I get ready to basically give you the scores of games that took place across the state of Kansas. Like I said, there was a lot of basketball action, but to me, that was the big game that took place right there, Derby versus Maize. The one thing that one of the fans, or one of the coaches, actually, I guess he was from Maid South, and he went to the game, and the first thing he did was he went to the girls' game, and when he got there, he was kind of disturbed because there weren't no students there. And to that, I would say that it should have been more of a presence at that game for the ladies' game because the magnitude of it. I mean, you got two powerhouse programs. One is a 5A school, one is a 6A school, but it doesn't matter. The competition is just as equal to each other. It's one of those games that should have had more of a student body presence there. Would like to see that change a little bit, because those young ladies, they deserve all the support that they can get. They do play a good brand of basketball. Both coaching staffs had their teams bought in to what their respective philosophies is. So get out and support your fellow students. Don't just save it for the boys' game, but get out and support those girls. They deserve that. They more than deserve that. While I'm getting ready to pull up these scores here, once again, I want to thank my guest that was on the Coach's Corner, Coach Brett Flory. Heard his credentials, you heard his track record, how long he's been coaching, spent some time in Lawrence. So I definitely want to thank him for being on the train ride. Been after him for the last couple of weeks, and we made things happen, so I am just elated to have had him on and hope to have him on again. He was a great guest, so appreciate him. And we're getting ready to look at scores. These scores are courtesy of Vibe Kansas Magazine, to which I'm grateful for. Joanna Chadwick, who is so relentless in getting us all this information. So the scores are as follows. Looking first at the boys' game, Abilene knocks off Clay Center by the score of 57-41. And then there's Andover knocking off Newton 66-32. Andover was led by Blake Rutgers, 20 points, and Quincy Bradford's 14. Some of those names are very synonymous with Andover, so look for those guys to garner some league awards at the end of the season. Dillon scored 14 and Williams 11 for Newton. And with that Newton team, they're just basically overmatched. But you give Demetri Williams some time to get his players in there. When I say get his players, you know, develop, get them developed and get some length and some athleticism on, he's going to have that program at a high level. I'll put it this way, he will have that program at a level to the point to where I believe coaches from, if a position opens up within the city league, the Greater Wichita Athletic League, there will be some schools calling for his services. So just give him some time and he will have that program humming. Beloit 58, Minneapolis 25, Bueller 40, Winfield 33, Garden Plain 54, Chaparral 23, Halstead 45, Haven 45, Halstead 38, Heston 53, Smoky Valley 35, Hillsboro 59, Lyons 32, Hoisington 60, Nickerson 47, Hutchinson 69, Campus 62. Hutchinson overcame a 9-point halftime deficit to get the win. Ty Clark scored 15 and Jax Tanea. Terrell King and Devin Spiller each scored 11. Andrell Burton scored 33 for Campus. Hutchinson Central Christian 69, Pratt Skyline 56. Kingman 65, Belle Plain 43. Chase Webster scored a game high 22. And Christian Davidson had 14 for Kingman. Maverick Storts and Caleb Quillette each scored 13 for Belle Plain. Mays 67, Salina South 50. Alan Hanna scored 19 points. Brayton Maiavella 14 in Mays' win. Sawyer Walker had 13 points for Salina South. Mays South 50, Derby 46 in overtime. Torrey Holman scored a game-high 18 points for Mays South. As you heard Brett Flores said, they kind of murked things up for Michael Cates. He didn't have his usual game. Once again, Torrey Holman scored a game-high 18 points for Mays South. And Jaron Askren hit 4 3-pointers in the first quarter, finishing with 15 points. Braden Smith scored 11 to lead Derby. Caden Franklin had 10 rebounds. McPherson 76, Circle 53. McPherson's Kaiden Thompson hit 11 of 14 shots and finished with 30 points, 6 assists in the win. Teammate Gabe Powell added 16 points. Corey Mueller, 11. Owen Powell and Mueller each hit 3 threes. Circle's Landon Boldra scored 14. Keaton Koenig, if I can pronounce this name right, Koenigsman had 11 and Ethan Cohen had 7 rebounds. Medicine Lodge 47, Conway Springs 38. Medicine Lodge's Randalls scored 11. Conway Springs was led by Nash Johnson 13 and Taylor Wikes with 11. Malmridge 41, Berean Academy 33. Bear Model Mog scored 16 and Creighton Knits 12 in the win. Berean's Sweezy scored 11. Sterling 75, El Saline 48. Wellington 60, Clearwater 34. West Elk 44, Cedarvale Dexter 39. Martin Shipley scored 15. Maddox Marino 10 for West Elk. Wichita Heights 65, Bishop Carroll 30. Jalen Timmons led Heights with 14 points. Chase Robinson and Malachi Wilkins each had 13. Kamari Holt 11. Robinson had 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and Wilkins had 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 blocks. Mikey Brand had 15 for Carroll. Wichita West 43, Wichita Northwest 41. Samaje James scored 16 points for West Northwest, led by Eli Denning and Jace Glasper, who each scored 14. Now we look at the girls' side. Andell 50, Rose Hill 19. Grimes scored 16 and hit 3 3 pointers in Andell's win. Andover 68, Newton 13. Andover 47, Arkansas City 26. Bueller 61, Winfield 30. Clay Center 48, Abilene 38. El Dorado 42. Wichita Collegiate 36. Jenna Hadley scored 16 points and Quinn Sundgren 11 in the win. El Saline 43, Sterling 33, Flint Hill 68, Oxford 32. Quarter Page scored 41 for Flint Hills. Garden Plains 46, Chaparral 31, Garden 44, Eisenhower 41, Halstead 43, Haven 38. Avery Bronner had 17 points, 13 rebounds for Haven, and teammate Sienna Dufresne had 14 points. Heston 44, Smoky Valley 35, Hillsboro 55, Lyons 16, Hoisington 77, Nickerson 66, Hutchison 58, Campus 42, Grace Posh and Kaya Smith both scored 15 to lead Hutchison. Hutchison Central Christian 69, Pratt Skyline 41, Kingman 45, Belle Plain 33. Kingman's Laney Wood scored a game-high 23. Mandy Talbot had 15, and Ella Lawless 13 rebounds for Belle Plain. May South 54, Derby 37. Ashley Singletow scored 18 points, and Seals had 13 for May South. Destiny Smith scored 15 points and hit 4 3-pointers for Derby. Boy, I know Butler County can't wait to get Destiny Smith. McPherson 66, Circle 39. McPherson had 5 players in double figures. Jayla McLeod, 15. Maddie Moores, 12. Jayla Thompson, 11. Carter Alvord, 11. Rihanna Elrich, 10. McLeod had 8 rebounds, 4 assists. Thompson had 6 assists, 5 steals, and Albert had 4 assists. Kaya Thompson led Circle with 20 points and 3 steals. Minneapolis 38, Beloit 37, Pretty Prairie 54, Cunningham 42, Salina Central 41, Valley Center 32, Salina South 32, Mays 29, as Peyton Fritz scored 13 to lead Salina South. Wellington 60, Clearwater 47, Val Norwood scored 15, Lindy Barton 14, and Drew Zika 12 in Wellington's win. Clearwater's Justine Berlin scored 15, Elizabeth Tejaden and Kaylee Hampton 10. Wichita Heights 61, Bishop Carroll 54 in overtime as Maya Mayberry scored 22, hitting 4 3-pointers, and Samaya Ellis 20 in the overtime win. Carroll's Lily Martin scored 15 and Leah Hinkey 13. Wichita Northwest 43, Wichita West 12. Aaliyah Richards scored 16 points for Northwest. And closing out the scoring here, Wichita Southeast 44, Wichita South 43 in a barn burner of a game. So there you have all the scores on what I call that segment, the full court press. Hopefully we have a player spotlight coming up. But tell you what I am going to do. I am going to pause and take another break. So please stay seated until the ride is done. Here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your conductor, Anthony Smith.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Babe, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man!
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man!
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man!
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
I welcome you back into the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. We've had a great show today, I must say, topped off by the Coach's Corner with a special guest, Brett Flory, the head men's basketball coach at Derby High School, who dropped some serious knowledge when talking about they took the loss last night, but they were not defeated. There's a difference between that. And let me also add, that's something that you can apply to this everyday living thing we call life. Life may knock you down and you may take a couple of losses, but remember, you're not defeated. So Coach Brett Flory, thank you for dropping that knowledge. What I want to look at here is how the teams rank according to KSHA, which is the Kansas State High School Athletic Association. And the way it's looking here in 6A, on the east side, you have Shawnee Mission Northwest coming in at 18-0. Overland Park Blue Valley Northwest at 16-2. Olathe North High School at 15-3. Olathe West High School 14-4. Overland Park Blue Valley West at 14-4. Shawnee Mill Valley High School 13-5. Olathe South at 13-5. Shawnee Mission East 12-6. Shawnee Mission South High School 11-7. Overland Park Blue Valley North High School 10-7. Olathe Northwest at 10-8. Olathe East 9-9. Overland Park Blue Valley 7-11. Lawrence High School 6-12. Shawnee Mission North 6-12. Gardner Edgerton 3-15. Kansas City Wyandotte 3-16. Shawnee Mission West 2-16. And in regards to Kansas City, anytime you see the name on a program, you can't help but to go back to yesteryears when that school was a storied, dominant program. So hopefully one of these days we'll get to see that again, because back in those days, that school was a sight to behold. One of their best players come out went to KU, Calvin Thompson. It's the first name I think of. And I'm pretty sure if you go through the history books of the basketball program, there have been some other prominent names, but that's the first name that comes to mind, who, like I said, Calvin Thompson came out of Kansas City Wyandotte, went on to star at Kansas University. So we hope to see that program back on the rise. On the west side, we have Wichita Heights coming in at 17-1. Junction City High School 17-2. Wichita Northwest 14-5. Mays High School 11-7. Wichita Hayesville Campus 11-7. Derby 10-7. We just talked about them, talked with their coach. Manhattan 11-8, Topeka Washburn Rural 10-9, Wichita Southeast 10-9, Wichita South 8-10, Wichita West 8-10, Garden City 8-11, Dodge City 7-11, Lawrence Free State 6-12, Liberal High School 5-13, Wichita East 5-13, Topeka High 5-14, and Wichita North 1-17. Now what we're going to do is take a look at 5A. It looks like this. Starting out on the east side, Topeka Highland Park, 17-1. Kansas City Piper, 16-2. Tecumseh Shawnee Heights, 14-3. DeSoto, 15-4. Overland Park, St. Thomas Aquinas, 14-4. Pittsburgh, 14-4. Bonner Springs, 12-6. Kansas City, Washington, 12-6. Overland Park, Blue Valley, Southwest, 12-6. Baser Linwood, 10-8. Kansas City Sumner Academy, 6-12. Spring Hill High School, 6-12. Kansas City Schlegel, 4-13. Lenexa St. James, 4-15. Kansas City Turner, 3-13. Lansing, 3-14. Kansas City J.C. Harmon High School, 1-15. Lawrence High, 1-15. On the west side, a school I've had the privilege of seeing live in person, still undefeated, even after being pushed and going into overtime. Mays South High School, led by their point guard Michael Cates, 18-0. Wichita Cape Mount Carmel, coached by Steve Eck, the legendary Steve Eck, who has yet to see a losing season at 17-1. Andover High School, 14-4. Great Bend High School, 14-5. Hutchinson, 13-5. Hayes, 12-6. Topeka West, 12-6. Andover Central, 11-7. Emporia High School, 11-7. Goddard High School, 11-7. Topeka Seaman, 8-10. Goddard Eisenhower, 7-11. Salina Central, 6-12. Kansas City, 5-13. Wichita Bishop Carroll, 5-13. Salina South, 3-15. Valley Center High School, 3-15. Newton High School, 2-15. And they're coached by Demetri Williams. As a matter of fact, I was on YouTube last night looking at that Final Four game between Wichita State and Louisville, when I think was some questionable calls in that game, but nothing could be done about it. But yes, Demetri Williams was a part of the Final Four team, and we hope to get him on the podcast soon as well, too, because I'm pretty sure he has some stories he could share with us about his playing days at Wichita State. Most likely he has a little bit of a career playing professional overseas and what it's like coaching. So can't wait to get him on here. So Demetri, if you're listening, hope to get you on here soon. Get at me. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at the girls' standings. And just like I did with the boys, I'm going to start with 6A. And I'm doing 6A and 5A. Next week when I come back, most likely on Monday, because I have the privilege of getting to talk with TJ Cleland. He's also with Channel 12 in Catch It, Kansas. So we're going to look at some of the area high school players in the league and how they stack up. But right now we're looking at these rankings. So in 6A girls on the east side, you have Shawnee Mission South at 17-1, Olathe South at 16-2, Olathe West at 15-3, Overland Park Blue Valley Northwest 14-4, Overland Park Blue Valley North High 14-4, Overland Park Blue Valley 13-5, Shawnee Mission Northwest 12-6, Lawrence High School 10-8, Shawnee Mission East High 10-8, Olathe East 9-9, Olathe Northwest 9-9, Olathe North, guess what, 9-9. Kansas City Washington 9-11, and I'm also seeing Kansas City Schlegel High School, I guess also 9-11. Overland Park Blue Valley West 8-10. Shawnee Mission North High School 6-12. Gardner Edgerton 6-12. Kansas City Wyandotte 5-12. Shawnee Mission West 5-13. Shawnee Mill Valley 4-15. On the west side, yeah, Wichita Heights at 15-2. So their girls and boys are both holding down the top spot in Class 6A. Imagine that, a double champion. Derby, 14-3. That's a good, talented team, too. That's another matchup I wouldn't mind seeing, is Derby versus Heights, because Derby girls do have some length and some athleticism, and they can shoot and they play defense. And I'm pretty sure Heights is a multi-talented team as well, too, so it'd be a good competitive game if those two were to hook up. Yeah, Wichita South coming in at 13-5, so I'm pretty sure they would have something to say as far as the west side of the 6A bracket. Topeka Washburn Rural at 13-5, Liberal High School coming in at 12-6, Manhattan 10-9, Wichita East at 9-9, Garden City 9-10, Wichita Southeast 9-10, Mays High School 6-11, Dodge City 5-13, Wichita Northwest 5-14, Topeka High School 4-14. Wichita Northwest 5-14. I think I already said that. Topeka 4-14. Wichita North 2-16. And that's a school I'd like to see them get back to a level of success. When you the first thing you think of when you say Wichita North, you think about Lynette Woodard. You have Lawrence Free State at 1-18. Junction City 1-18. Wichita West 0-15. Wichita Hayesville Campus 0-18. Now we are going to take a look at 5A. On the east side, there you have Topeka Seaman High School at 17-1, DeSoto at 16-3, Topeka Highland Park High School 12-5, Tecumseh Shawnee Heights 12-5, Overland Park St. Thomas Aquinas 12-6. Lenexa St. James Academy 12-6, Spring Hill 11-6, Baser Linwood 11-7, Overland Park Blue Valley Northwest 9-8, Kansas City Sumner Academy 10-9, Kansas City Piper High School 9-9, Bonner Springs 8-10, Leavenworth High School 6-12, Pittsburgh 5-14, Kansas City J.C. Herman High School 1-13, Kansas City Turner 1-15. And Lansing High School, 1-17. On the west side, you have Andover at 18-0. And I think this would be a good clash between them and Mays South. I've seen those girls play too, and they play. Coming in at 17-1. Emporia High School, 17-1. Wichita Bishop Carroll High School, always a perennial powerhouse, 15-2. Great Bend, 14-5. Hayes, 13-5. Valley Center, up the road, 12-5. And right back here in the city of Wichita, Wichita, Cape Mount Carmel, 11-7. Hutchinson, 11-7. Salina South, 11-7. Salina Central, 8-9. Andover Central High School, 8-10. Goddard High School, 7-11. Goddard Eisenhower, 6-12. Ark City, 6-12. Topeka West High School 6-12. Newton High 2-15. And that's going to bring this train ride into a close. Hope you have enjoyed it. Take care of yourself and each other.